A small group leader once asked, "How do I talk about gender without either sounding harsh or sounding like the culture?" That is an important question. Christian leaders need both courage and gentleness. First, begin with creation. Genesis 1 teaches that God created humanity male and female in his image. Gender is not a human invention. Male and female design is a created, embodied, irreducible, self-evident reality. Second, honor the whole person. A person is not merely a body, feeling, label, social role, wound, desire, or political category. A person is a whole embodied soul before God. Third, listen to the story. Ask, what have you been taught about being a man or woman? Where have you felt shame? Who has wounded or blessed your understanding of your body? Listening is not agreement with confusion. Listening is love-seeking understanding. Fourth, distinguish experience from authority. A feeling may be intense, but it is not final. A label may carry pain, but it is not Lord. A social pressure may be strong, but it does not create reality. God's design has authority. Fifth, bring scripture with tenderness. Do not use the Bible as a hammer. Use scripture as light, truth, correction, promise, and hope. Sixth, discern care and referral when needed. Some gender and embodiment conversations involve depression, trauma, abuse, anxiety, self-harm, family conflict, or medical concerns. Christian philosophy is not a replacement for pastoral care, counseling, medical care, crisis support, or protection. Roy Clauser helps leaders ask what is functioning as ultimate. Joy Weird helps leaders notice the many aspects of the situation. But the gospel gives the deepest hope. In Christ, men and women are not restored by self-invention. They are restored by grace. They learn to receive the body, repent of sin, heal from wounds, resist false stories, live in Christian community, and walk in calling. What helps? Ask permission. Would it be okay if we talked about this from a biblical creation and redemption perspective? What harms? Turning gender conversations into mockery, panic, culture war reaction, or postmodern affirmation. The takeaway is this: guide gender and embodiment conversations with grace, truth, body-honoring clarity, wise care, and one faithful next step before God,